Time now for business news. As Hurricane Katrina relief dollars pour into the Gulf Coast, fraud cases are also climbing fast. Federal authorities alone have brought nearly three dozen indictments against people trying to fake their way into benefit programs. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
Katrina created such a large diaspora of displaced people that prosecutors are uncovering malfeasance thousands of miles from the Gulf of Mexico. One of the latest cases involved 15 people trying to rip off the Red Cross in the arid farm country of Bakersfield, California. U.S. Attorney McGregor Scott says the Red Cross was victimized by its own workers at a call-in center that distributed funds to victims.
The scam was that some of the contract employees working at the call center were providing PIN numbers to friends or associates of theirs in the greater Bakersfield area who have never been in New Orleans in their lives and who were then going down to the Western Union, providing the PIN numbers and fraudulently obtaining money.
Part of the reason Scott's office was on the lookout for fraud so far from the disaster area is that his boss told him to. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez has formed an interagency fraud task force to marshal the efforts of the Justice Department, the Postal Inspection Service, the Federal Trade Commission, and others. The typical story right now involves people claiming to be hurricane victims. After the initial slow response to Katrina, there has been pressure to dispense aid quickly to victims, but Donald Washington, U.S. Attorney for the Western District of Louisiana, says some FEMA employees found the time to double-check an application when something didn't sound right.
For example, one person said this person who's making the claim didn't have the right accent. So I was a little suspicious as a result of that, and I looked a little deeper, and I found that he, in fact, was not from New Orleans.
Concerns about fraud are testing the ability of government and charitable organizations dispensing aid. Devorah Goldberg of the American Red Cross says her organization now has to spend a lot of time and money investigating fraud.
We have a whole unit at the Red Cross National Headquarters in Washington, D.C. that actually does investigate every possible claim.
And attorneys general across the South are investigating thousands of reports of price gouging in the wake of Katrina and Rita. But for U.S. Attorney Donald Washington, these initial cases are just a warm-up for what's to come.
Frankly, I call these the piglet cases. We fully expect that their larger brother in the hogs will sooner or later begin to gather around the trough of federal funds.
These larger beasts will likely be hiding among the many contractors already signing up for Katrina dollars. The Inspector General of the Department of Homeland Security has established an oversight office just to scrutinize Katrina spending. But Stephen Schooner of George Washington University's Government Procurement Law Program says if history is any guide, government investigations of contracting will leave lots of room for petty theft.
They have to consistently make decisions based on limited resources. So, of course, they go after the largest target, which means that smaller scale fraud, and not small in the context that you and I might think is small, often goes unprosecuted.
Ultimately, some Katrina victims may find themselves targeted by fraud artists. Some scammers have been impersonating FEMA employees and collecting personal information from people that could be used for identity theft. Larry Abramson, NPR News.